the differences between what is and what isn't with musical examples. And it's, again, it involves the three E's, education, entertainment, and enlightenment in, maybe not that order, but whatever. I think you understand what I mean. My name is Gavin Walker. We got to go. We'll be back in 7 days. Thank you very much for listening out there. And I hope that you will be able to join me next week on another edition of The Jazz Show on CITR FM 101.9 or on Shaw Cable 88.5 or on your computer, www.citr.ca. Stay tuned now for my friend John Pantherbone with his show coming right up, Canada Post Rock, and we'll give you a little taste of our theme song. We'll see you in 7 days. Take care. Bye-bye.
Listen, radio is an important means of communicating 3,000 years of habit in terms of diapering of babies.
Well, please tell me more.
Because radio reaches people, including those hard-to-get young people. Radio goes where they go and talks their language, recognizing the importance of contemporary sound.
And the sounds are instantly recognizable as belonging to the in-groups currently on top of the charts.
CITR, 101.9 FM, Vancouver.
It's wild.
And Bitter Branches is a track from the new PJ Harvey album. It's called Let England Shake. And she's fresh off the heels of winning the Mercury Prize for that album last week. It's the second time she's won the award, and the first being 2001's Stories from the City, Stories from the Sea. And it's the first time the awards had a repeat winner. So in addition to the coveted award, she also takes home 20,000 British pounds. So congrats, PJ Harvey. You are listening to CITR Radio 101.9 FM at the University of British Columbia. I am P-Bone, and I'll be on air to you and with you tonight until 1 a.m. spinning fresh cuts and stuff. Ways you can contact the show include their website, which is www.canadapostrock.ca, as well as citr.ca. Definitely check that for all the latest CITR info. And you can also send me things or email me things at pbone@canadapostrock.ca. So tonight on the program, we have new stuff from On, Scant in Tone, as well as guitar explorations from Mark McGuire and Thurston Moore. Later on, old stuff from Boris and the Master Musicians of Bukkake. But first, tonight, we begin with new stuff from Moon Duo and Austra. CITR, we got more music than you could shake a stick at, but I just recommend just shaking.
We're gonna make it. name is Natasha Rye. I'm a robot now. I'm playing with my breast again. Nothing to do, nothing to do. Sometimes I listen to Misery Hour with Hans Close Wednesday at 11 before midnight. I don't think I like it.
And at the top of that set was Moon Duo with a track called Run Around from the Sacred Bones release. That was an album called Mazes. And Moon Duo is a San Francisco duo, obviously, made up of Ripley Johnson, who is also in Wooden Ships, and also a female named Sane Yamato. Moon Duo at its core is a stew of shoegaze guitars, krautrock, and spacey synths and organs from Sane Yamato. Mazes came out in March of 2011 on Sacred Bones Records out of New York. Following that was a track from Austria. That was a track called The Choke, and that was off the Feel It Break album. Mogwai have a brand new EP called Earth Division. It's out on their new label called Sub Pop Records. You may have heard of them. Anyways, it's a four-track offering that has all the tracks that pretty much clock in under 6 minutes, which is not too usual for Mogwai's offerings. They recently had to cancel their show here back in May, but they said they'll make up for it soon. There hasn't been any announcements for any shows in 2011, so you'll have to keep your ears peeled for any 2012 dates in Vancouver. From the new EP, this track is called "Drunk and Heavy" or "Drunk and Crazy," and it's a very, very electronics heavy track. Right here on CITR 101.9 FM, this is Mogwai.
This boy and girl coming home from school look quite content with life. And why not? They're looking forward to an important date, dinner at home with the family. What's the matter? Doesn't that sound exciting to you?
Luckily, UBC students have lots of on-campus dining options.
Bernoulli's Bagels, serving up authentic Montreal-style bagels made fresh daily on the premises, in addition to sandwiches, soups, squealers, calzones, and freshly squeezed juice. Bernoulli's is located on the main concourse of the sub and open Monday through Saturday. This business is owned and operated by the AMS, your student society.
And Mark McGuire with a track called Brainstorm for Aaron is off the Living With Yourself LP out on Editions Mego Records. He's an ambient guitarist and is part of the post-Tangerine Dream ambient trio called Emeralds. He puts out a ton of highly limited CDRs, cassettes, and small run vinyl releases. But this was one of his little bit more bigger releases. Prior to that, you heard something from Mogwai. A track called Drunken Crazy is taken off the new Sub Pop EP called Earth Division. Thurston Moore of Sonic Youth has a large catalog of highly experimental guitar works. The collection is so staggering that I don't even want to get started on it. But his latest is a collection of acoustic guitar tracks recorded in August 2010, and it's called Suicide Notes for Acoustic Guitar, and it's out on a label called Carbon Records, a noise and drone experimental label based out of New York, and it's part of their 15th anniversary that this album was released. From Thurston Moore, this is an almost violently textured acoustic track called Delicious Beating. Thurston Moore with a track called Delicious Beating. And you are listening to Canada Post Rock on CITR 101.9 FM, and I'm your host, P-Bone. Going to be on air for about the next 25 minutes or so. And if you want to request anything, give me a call at 604-822-2487. Scant in Tone is the work of a local named Constantine Katsiris. He's one of the artists that played at the New Forms Festival this past weekend. Hopefully you're able to make it out. Unfortunately, I was not, but maybe next year I'll make it out. Scant in Tone makes some abstract electronica with loads of glitch, ambience, field recordings, and clouds of digital sound synthesis. From Scant in Tone, this is a track called Active Windows. Thank you.
The Sub Ballroom will never be the same after the Arkells and Yukon Blonde blow the roof off of it on September 10th. Tickets are on sale now at the Outpost in the Sub. Doors are at 8 p.m. This show is a treat for UBC students only from the Alma Mater Society. That's the Arkells with Yukon Blonde, Saturday, September 10th in the Sub Ballroom. Proudly presented by AMS First Week.
And we're back. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. I'm your host, P-Bone. And what you just heard was a local artist named Scant in Tone. So I think we got about 15 minutes left on the program. So I'm just going to play a few more tracks. And On is a Japanese duo made up of two brothers, and they're based out of Montreal. And they have a few releases out on Alienate Records, which is also Montreal-based. On is spelled A-U-N, and you can find out some more info at denovali.com/on. They're a duo, and they make a very eerie doom power ambience and shoegaze with white out electronics. They have an album out called Black Pyramid, and from that track you're going to hear a track called Taurus 10 right here on CITR 101.9 FM. This is On with Taurus 10. And we're back. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. That was On from Montreal. So I'm going to leave you this evening with one last track from the Japanese power trio known as Boris. These guys are going to be playing here next month at the Biltmore Cabaret on October 11th. And they're playing with the master musicians of Bukkake. They're based out of Seattle, and it features a few members of Earth, and as well as Avon Kong, and just a whole bunch of other all-star members in this group. Should be an amazing show. I've seen Boris a few times at Austin, Texas, at South by Southwest, and they put on an amazing show. They have a couple new albums that came out this year, but you're going to hear some older stuff from Boris. From their 2005 album called Pink, out on Southern Lord Records. I'm going to leave you with a track called Pseudo Bread. So stay tuned for more great programming here on CITR Radio. And don't forget to check out the website, canadapostrock.ca. And stay tuned, I'll be here next week with some more great music. Right here on CITR 101.9 FM, this is Boris. Yeah.
I'll be your wingman. Even if it means me taking a chubby, I will suck it up.
CITR has always been your ultimate wingman. For when you have the ladies back at your place, or whatever.